With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
Champions League, oh yeah. And welcome to the 451st episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, joined today by my my opposite of nocturnal co-host. I don't know what there is a word for that. I don't know the SAT word though. Today we've got Sublime Manic joining
Hello.
Us.
Hello. Yes. I am very nocturnal, though, and it's a
And we've also got the wonderful basket.
The perpetual morning person. Yes.
Diurnal.
Diurnal is a thing. Diurnal. That's it. It's diurnal. That's the word. That is 100% the word.
I don't like that word. I don't want to be diurnal.
Yeah, it sounds like something that you'd go to the restroom
in. It sounds like you're going to go die in a urinal, you know?
Yeah, it does. Welcome to the Puckle Podcast, the podcast where we talk everything Pokemon, from the video game to the trading card game to everything in between. That, I mean, because I guess there are things in between, like Pokemon Unite. I can't wait for that to not take off.
It'll be like Pokken all over again?
It's going to be Pokken all over again. I'm calling it now. It's going
to
be
Pokken.
I wish Pokken
did
again.
Take off, to be honest. It's cute.
Pokken messed itself up, I think, in like a few different ways, but I think it was like a really weird launch that they did for Pokken, and then it didn't help that it launched on the Wii U.
That's fair. If they'd have just waited for the Switch.
Not even just like waiting for the Switch, but actually just like supporting it on the Wii U, like at all. Like, just go ahead and like give the DLC updates to Pokken on the Wii U, but they never did. Because we kept hearing about the cabinets getting new characters all the time, and then we never got it on the Wii U, and we didn't get those characters until they came out with the Switch port.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
I only bought
a mess.
The Switch port because, like most people, what's a Wii U? I don't.
Yes. The Wii U is a delicacy. It's a really good homebrew machine. I will say that much. It is a very good homebrew. Other than that, though, yeah. It's been a good, crazy time. What have you guys been up to though lately with everything? It's been a hot minute since both of you were here.
I am back software testing at Samsung now because it is telecommunications and it is very much a, what are they calling it? Help me out here, guys.
A hot commodity?
No, essential. That's what it is.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's a good answer too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just started there. And,
yeah, that's good.
Refinancing my house.
Oh, I did that. Okay, so like real talk, I did that last November.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of mad that I did it last November and not now. Because like interest rates like fell like crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Like I think I did. So when I first got my mortgage, this is adult talk. It was like a 4% interest rate.
Uh-huh.
And then now I'm down to like 3.25, but now I can get it for 3.
Yeah, going down from 4 to 3.25 was worth it, but refinancing just for us.
Oh, no, not quarter. For 3. I wish I would have done it for 3, though, instead of for 3.25.
Sure, but like 3.25 is a good deal. Oh my gosh, we're all so old.
3.25 is a great deal. I'm not mad about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm waiting
again to go from 3.25 to 3.
No, I'm not gonna refinance for that. This is a really adult conversation. There's some like 10-year-old that's listening to the show
like,
right now.
What,
it's just like,
what are these?
What are these things? These are things
we should scrap it. move on.
No, they're gonna have to deal with this one day, okay? And
and they can reference this episode of Puckle for
exactly.
All their refinancing needs.
Exactly. I'm gonna I mean if it drops to
and
like
I'd like to
below...
talk about our new sponsor Zillow.
If it drops below 3, I'm totally doing it again. Okay, if it drops good. Below 3. Mm. Is that, all right, I'm doing it. If it drops to 2.75, I'm there. Okay. I'm waiting. Once it drops to 2.75, I'm telling my wife we're refinancing the house again. We found this really good place. Last thing and then I'll be done. But we found this really good bank that like has closing costs for like $250 on refinancing. So it's nice. Like the closing costs are like nothing. So like I just they're just like, yeah, why would we charge you a ton of money? We just make $250, like extra $250. We're super happy with that. I'm like, yeah, fantastic. Let's do it. So so we did that the last time, and I'm more than willing to do it if it drops to like 2.75.
Nice.
But yes. Back to Pokemon. Yes. Sublime, what have you been up to?
I don't know. Quarantining still, not helping case numbers rise. You know, just responsible citizen stuff.
Just doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, just for that. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yep. I'm doing that too. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of. I mean, I still go to
just
work.
Just watching
now.
People make bad decisions while I continue not to make bad decisions. That's my life right now.
So, like, I go to work, but nobody's there. they like ramped us up to. Well, so what they did is they're just like no more than like 20% of people can be on base or something like that.
At one time. Or
at one time. You can't have more than 20%. And so. Like, we have a schedule where we put only 20% of our personnel on there per day, but they're never all there at the same time. Like, that's the thing. Like, I try to explain to management, I'm like, because they're like always worried. I'm like, hey, can I bring this guy in for like an hour to talk to him? And they're like, well, we already maxed out the schedule. And I'm like, yeah, but I need to talk to him for like an hour. They're like, yeah, but then we'd be over 20%. And I'm like, would you though? Would you? Because I can tell you right now, this person's not here. That he comes in for an hour and then goes home. You
maybe
know?
If they're really short, you could convince them.
Yeah, it's been a time, but I mean, it's moving slow. I'm really upset with it because, like, for this is just like insider for like Thatch information. I like so like I'm a guy who produces material. Like I produce like a thing. Like my specialty is like, hey, I know how to make this. Mm-hmm. I can make this material, but the thing is, like, then people have to take it and then they have to like do measurements on it to make sure that it's good, right?
Yeah.
And then there's like a feedback loop, like, hey, this didn't work out. And then I go, oh, I know how to fix that. And I go make adjustments and stuff like that. And the problem is the feedback loop is stupid slow right now. So like I'm back 100%. But the guy that like all of the people that will measure the samples are only back like 20%. And so it's just like, cool. So this is really fast. And I just go in most of the time. I just kind of twiddle my thumbs. And these are your government tax dollars, by the way. This is Thatch. Yeah, For now. I mean, maybe things will ramp back up. I do not feel very good about Ohio, but that's another discussion for another day.
I mean, there's a lot of discussions to be had. Ooh, the struggle is real. That's all I can say.
That's a discussion for another day. Mm-hmm. We'll see if Ohio ends up going backwards, but we'll see. We shall see. But other than that, Pokemon Go Fest is happening. I actually have incense popped right now because one of the things you can get is unknown, and I just want unknown. I did catch like a Durant today, which is one of the first times I caught a Durant, so that was nice.
That's cool.
But there's a couple things. Rotom Wash is in there too. I don't know why, but he's there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you can like photobomb
him,
finally
a place where he won't be good.
he probably Pokemon Go like battling. I've played it right to like. Because they like give you rewards if you play it. I am not convinced that it's like that crazy complicated. Like, there's definitely like a meta that you have to play to, but it's a dumb meta because unlike regular Pokemon where you can breed and everybody's kind of on a level playing field, it's like, hey, were you available for that one event?
Did you happen to, in your course of like ever playing this game, get a 100% of this specific thing at this specific time? At this,
It's just not fun. Like it's either too easy or I didn't play the game at the right time. Like it's one of those things. It's really frustrating, really really frustrating. But that's people who listen to the show know that Thatch isn't like crazy about the. I just found a shiny Machop in Pokemon Go. That's cool. That's life. So, yeah, one of the things that people will know is that Thatch doesn't really care that much about Pokemon Go. But Pokemon Go is the way I like to put it is Pokemon Go isn't my fandom. It's just a cool way to supplement it.
Yeah, yeah, I totally get that.
It's just a thing we do with significant others, you know? That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, me and my wife, we play a lot of Pokemon Go together. It's really nice. It gets you out of the house.
If you're not playing Pokemon Go with someone else, it's a lot less fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't mind doing it when I was, like, when I was stuck in quarantine. When, like, I wasn't allowed to go on base. What I would do is, like, because my job essentially consisted of me just, like, doing trainings all day. And so what I would do is I'd, like, do a training for an hour, then I'd get up and I'd go for a walk and play some Pokemon Go, and then I'd come back, do a training, get up again, go for another walk, which was good. It kept me healthy. Like, I've done the opposite of most Americans. I think there was a study that said, like, most Americans gained, like, 15 pounds in quarantine on average.
Yeah.
All that bacon, y'all. Don't go bacon.
I've gone the opposite way. I've lost, like, 7 pounds. So I'm just like, yeah, this is just a good time to get healthy, I guess. I can't go anywhere. Can't eat out, you know?
I kept thinking like that. Like, yeah, you know, all this free time, I should start working out.
100% recommend Ring Fit Adventure if anybody can actually do it. You can actually get it. 100% recommend it as a way to work out, by the way. That is way crazier intense than, what's it called? Wii Fit. It's very good. I 100% recommend it. But this is a Pokemon podcast. So we should go ahead and read the news. So let's cue that epic music.
Coming to you live from the Lavender Town Radio Tower, this just in.
And welcome to the news. In the news, we've got a few things to talk about. Most excitingly, if you're just like, remember Pokken Tournament? Because we talked about it last segment for like a couple of minutes and how it was poorly handled. Turns out the TPCI really wants it to be a thing, so much so that Pokken Tournament DX is free to play for all Nintendo Switch Online users from July 29th until August 4th in North America. From July 29th until August 11th, the game can be purchased at 30% off. That's like $40-ish, like $42, I think. So if you haven't played Pokken Tournament,
not a bad deal.
You can get. I think that's a fair price for what Pokken Tournament is.
Yeah.
I think $40. I mean, we've talked about that before. I think like with Octopath Traveler, we're just like $45. Yeah, that sounds right. And and that's and so I would say Pokken. Yeah, $40-$42, probably the price that it's worth. It's not like the greatest game. I would much rather play Splatoon than play Pokken Tournament.
It's a fun little game if it's like, you know, if you're doing that genre, it's fine.
If you're into fighting games, I hear it's meh. I just because people like, the only thing I ever see is people are just like, I hate the phase changes.
Yeah, people complain about the phase changes, but like, there are fighting games of both styles of the phase changes, so like,
yeah, I don't quite understand it.
I don't see why people have an issue with it, like. Okay.
But at the same time, I'm like a casual fighting game person. You know, I'm not there to like go hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like watching people play. I like playing because I don't know what the combos are. I don't care. But yes, Sublime. We got a couple more things to wonderfully talk about.
It is wild. Let me tell you, because the wild area. It has gone back to promoting rock and steel type Pokemon.
It's dumb.
So if you are really into Rhyperior, it's your moment.
Rhyperior, there you go. Colossal, and oh my gosh, what's the elephant's name? I know it's Q-Fint, but what does Q-Fint evolve
Q-Fint
into?
Q-Fint is cuter, so I don't care.
What does Q-Fint evolve into, though? Like, it evolves into, I forget already, Copperajah, that's it. I figured it out. Good job, Thatch.
There you go, you found it.
There's a fun little Steel-type deck you can play in TCG with it. It's cute.
That's cute. All right. Well, the final episode of Twilight Wings is coming out on August 6th, so...
Yeah.
Yay.
Watch out for that.
Maybe the kid will actually get his dream to come true and he'll be able to meet Leon.
I actually haven't watched any of them since the first because I've been waiting for this moment so I could watch them all at once.
That's the thing I was most disappointed with. I kind of understand why they were doing one at a time. But I thought it was really weird that it was just like one a month.
Yeah.
Because like, if you think about when they've done this in the past, I think the two big moments they've done this in the past, one was Pokemon Origins was the first time they did it, which was just like one big movie trailer for X and Y. And that's what it was.
It was good, though. I loved Pokemon Origins.
Pokemon Origins was all about just being like, hey, here's Pokemon X and Y and why you should
and then what were those shorts that they did of like
Pokemon Generations?
That was great. Yeah,
that was
love
cool.
That
was once a week too. Both of those were like once a week. And that's why I was just like, they're just like, yeah, we're just going to do this. And it's really random. And I don't know what they're trying to sell me with it. And I'm sure they're going to do it. And it's going to be like, yeah, you're going to go to Sinnoh now and go on an adventure. And I'm just like, and I'll be like, oh, man, I don't want to. I don't want Sinnoh remakes, but the Crown Tundra Pokedex leak makes me think it's going to happen. I'd much rather them just support Sword and Shield and just keep doing DLC. I'd much rather that than a Gen 4 remake. But Basket, tell me more. Tell me more.
All right.
So bad news for everyone, because mm-hmm. Pokemon Rumble Rush has ceased to be playable. If you're truly saddened by this,
Which one is Rumble Rush? Rumble Rush, is that the one on the 3DS?
I don't even know. If I'm being truly honest,
I've only played one Pokemon Rumble game, and it was the Rumble game on the 3DS.
I don't think I ever played one.
That was the only one I played.
I'm proud of myself.
It was kind of cute, but I don't know.
Mobile game, apparently.
Oh, that makes sense then. They shut down a lot of their mobile games, and that's just really disappointing. Okay, so Pokemon Go news, because the battling news isn't exciting at all. So in Pokemon Go news, there's a lot of stuff happening because of Go Fest this weekend. You've all missed it already by the time the show comes out. The Ultra Unlock Bonus Challenge, there's a bunch of items in it that you can get. Season 3 of Go Battle League has also been announced and will run from July 27th until September 14th. It introduces an Ultra Premier League and a Flying League where only Flying-type Pokemon are allowed. And you're allowed new guaranteed rank encounters. So you're guaranteed a Pidgeot encounter at rank 1. At rank 4, you're guaranteed a Galarian Zigzagoon. At 7, you're guaranteed a Galarian Farfetch'd, who cannot still not evolve, by the way. it's very confusing. There is also the Rufflet at 8. Scraggy at 9 and Pikachu Libre at 10. Some of those are just very underwhelming and unexciting.
I have never been a big Pikachu fan, but I love Pikachu Libre.
there's the problem is like there's like 40 different types of Pikachu in Go.
Yeah,
like
I'm
that's
aware,
the problem.
Like all the stupid party hat ones and all that.
I have them all. Like I have every single hat that's existed thus far. And like I think it's like 20 hats or something. Like it's an absurd number. And like they try to hype it up too, like, oh, we're gonna give you something cool, and then and then it's just like, oh, thanks for this thing I didn't want grandma.
I kind of
thanks
hate
for the
myself
socks
for collecting them.
That, like, I hate that I have them. I hate that I have them. Like, I should get rid of them. But, like, the problem is, like, it's just too much of a hassle because it's just like, are you sure you want to get rid of this event Pokemon? And I'm like, yeah, yes. It's an event Pikachu. I'm very okay with it. In fact, Sublime, tell people about the things they can get for free.
Well, thanks for asking, because if you go to CeraVe, you can use a code available there for 10 Ultra Balls, 10 Max Potions, and a Sinnoh Stone.
The Sinnoh Stone's kind of big.
The Sinnoh Stone's the only thing.
The Sinnoh Stone is
literally the, like, oh no, there's one other good thing.
Yeah.
As well as 5 stickers, 2 Lucky Eggs. The Lucky Eggs are good too.
Yeah, that's good too.
5 whole Ultra Balls and a partridge and a pear tree, you know.
I think that was just, I think that
yeah,
was
that
the
was
flavor.
Sass. That was the
that, these news documents are written up by P. McGee, and I think Linnean helped this week as well. But the tradition has been behind the scenes, they always inject sass. but yeah, finish it off, Basket. Finish it off.
All right. So there's some additional GoFest features that include like a virtual lounge that's been announced. There was a live stream on the 24th to highlight some of these and some other things as well. Niantic has released a special Pikachu visor, so, you know, grab that. It's on the TikTok app to promote Go Fest.
Do not download TikTok. Do not download TikTok. No, like, this isn't just because, like, TikTok is, like, some weird, like, thing that I don't understand as an old man. It's because TikTok has been shown to be, like, hardcore, like, Chinese spyware. Like, this is, like, 100% a thing. Fun fact. Like, read it.
They already
read
have it, though. If they already have it, they gonna already have it. You know,
yeah, they steal all of the information on your phone. They take all of the information off your phone. All of it. No joke. TikTok is literally a virus. But continue, Basket.
Okay. Due to server issues, Niantic is gonna hold a makeup event at some time that they haven't decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more details about that that are gonna come out soon.
Wonderful.
And that also includes which habitats are going to be made up as the time of reporting and all that good stuff.
Yep. And then so we'll finish up with some Puckle news. There's a few things to talk about. First, if patrons have a success, this is P. McGee talking, because if patrons have a successful and interesting VGC or Battle Stadium singles team that they would like Claude and P. McGee to consider on Pokemon of the episode on YouTube, please drop it in the Patreon channel. That's how we're going to be taking submissions from the community, because we started off by doing it to the community in general, and it was just too overwhelming. So we're just going to kind of limit it to the patrons there. So drop it over there for P. McGee and Claude to see. Also, next month, we figured out our giveaway. This month, we gave away Urshifu and Kubfu. Next month, we're going to be giving away the shiny three Musketeers and a regular Keldeo coming in August. We haven't figured out the dates for that yet, but if you want those, be a patron in August. Yeah. But yeah, this is a good place.
Your patronage is appreciated.
We do appreciate it. Yes. I mean, it makes a lot of cool things possible here at Puckle, including badges. That's the other thing that's not on the sheet that I forgot to mention. We did get, all of the new Puckle badges in. So we have a full set of 10 now. You can go ahead and buy them. The way that we have that set up is you go over to Etsy.com/shop/PucklePodcast, and you can buy either the 5 set that you're missing if you were a patron last year and you got the first 5, or you can buy the whole 10 set if you've never got any of these badges at all. We would really appreciate it if you went over there and did that. Also, if you were looking to get a Puckle TCG mat, that's also where you go. Furthermore, patrons get a little discount coupon that they should have already seen on Patreon. So please do that if you haven't. We really appreciate it. A lot of people have already started buying badges. Like, an overwhelming number of people have started buying badges. Because, like, I bought little cards to put them on, so I just started doing it. And there's this, like, I put them up, and then within, like, the first 2 hours, we had, like, I think something like 10 or 12 orders.
Nice.
So I would definitely recommend, if you want them, go over there and get them. I will say that we'll probably get rid of them off the Etsy store, like, at the end of August or something like that, just because I don't want to deal with trickle-in orders. This was very successful, though, so we might do more things like this in the future for you guys. On that note, though, we are going to kick it on over to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where you quiz your co-host on their inane Pokemon knowledge. This is inane to them.
I feel like my knowledge is inane lately.
It's inane. Yes. All of these questions are provided by the fans over on our Discord server. You can see the link to get there in the show notes. And this is all in the Trivia Submissions channel and nowhere else. Please do not submit them anywhere else. Literally anywhere else.
Please do not submit them anywhere else.
Yes. Yes.
Please. Please don't submit them
slowly
anywhere else.
So it will sink in for those of you who it usually just bounces off of.
Yeah. Okay. And then we also have, so Sublime and Basket will be operating together as a team to answer 5 Pokemon themed trivia questions. Whoever goes ahead and gets these questions, if they get them right, they'll get a point, except for the question where they can get more than 1 point. if they get more than one answer correct on the multiple answer question. There we go. They have a maximum possible total of 7 today because there's a hint that they can also use as a lifeline. But if they get everything correct without using the hint, they can cash it in for an extra point. They're in a race with their fellow co-host to 30 to see who can get a $20 credit to PokemonCenter.com.
Yeah, show me the money.
They added a superior, like, plush, so it's not.
They've added a lot of cool stuff recently. So let's get into it. Our first question is going to be from PopRocks89. What is the only box legendary pair to have the exact same base stat distribution?
I believe it is Xerneas and Yveltal have the same stats.
That sounds right.
Because life and death, same side of the coin, you know very that.
That sounds right.
So yeah, Yveltal and Xerneas.
Yveltal and Xerneas is correct. Both have a 126 HP, 131 attack, 95 defense, 131 special attack, 98 special defense, and 99 speed. So that is one for one there, guys.
They couldn't drop it to 130 and give it 101 speed. They couldn't just do that for
I know. The next one is from That Boy You Know. What is the only fully evolved Pokemon without the flying type to have the ability Super Luck?
Absol has Super Luck. Yeah, Absol.
Yeah, Absol.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absol is correct. The answer is Absol. Yeah. I don't have any other like flavor text to go with that. It's obviously like that's very easy. all right. So our next one is your Pokedex entry, as always.
Oh, no. We were doing so well.
So with this new trivia cycle, I think I might. I don't know exactly how I'm going to implement this, but I think I'm going to implement it in such a way that if you need it, you get like a free hint on this one that it could be a second Pokedex entry. I don't know how the points will work on that, though. Maybe you get 2 points if you get it correct without the second Pokedex entry. Huh?
All right.
So let's see that. All right. So this one comes from Egotistical Elekid. Its Pokemon X Pokedex entry states, it chats with others using the sounds of its colliding antennae. These sounds are fall hallmarks. Who's that Pokemon?
Fall hallmarks. Wait, what? What? Yeah.
Fall hallmarks, yeah.
What is any of that? What is... What? It has an antenna. Could you repeat it?
Yes.
That's a lot to absorb.
It chats with others using the sounds of its colliding antennae. These sounds are fall hallmarks.
I think it must be some sort of bug type.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's not ladybug. It's the other, like ladybug looking kind of looking thing. No, different evolution line.
Spinarak, Ariados?
No. Like more like ladybug or like a beetle. Oh my gosh.
A beetle.
Cricketune? Cricketune.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Cricketune. Yeah, that's good. It has antenna and it would look be communicative. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Cricketune is your is your final answer. I will give you a 1 point for that answer because the answer is actually Cricketot. But I will give you 1 point for that for getting into the correct line.
That was impressive. Yeah.
So I will give you that. All right. So this next one is going to be worth up to 2 points for you guys. 1 point per answer. We only have this one's going to be from Enharmonia. There are actually 4 answers, but I will only need 2. What 4 Pokemon have had 4 more signature moves in a generation?
Okay, 4 or more in a generation.
Yes.
Signature moves.
Yes.
It's a lot of signature moves.
Yeah.
Like, did you need that many signature moves?
Hey, Sublime. I'm thinking maybe there's a way to narrow this down. Should we use our hint?
We could. Let's see if we can figure it out first, though, because we haven't had to cash in the hint.
Okay.
And if we manage not to, I think we have a shot at a perfect run.
That's very true. You do have a chance at a perfect run.
Yeah, so let's see if we can come up with them before, and if we can't, then we'll use the hint. Okay, so there are four Pokemon that exist that have had four signature moves in a single generation each.
Yes.
That is wild.
I only need two of them.
First of all.
I only need two of them.
You need, yes. Jeez, I can't think of any that would have that many. I'm going to like legendaries, because, you know, automatically I think, oh, legendary Pokemon usually have signature moves.
Yeah.
You know? It's rare, like, it happens, but it's rare for something to have that's not to have one.
Four signature moves.
Oh, you know what? I want to say Necrozma. I want to say Necrozma.
That makes sense. What about oh man, I'm forgetting.
Because it had all them forms with different moves and different transformations. I'm feeling very Necrozma. Which makes me think Hurum as well.
Let's go with those. Those seem safe, because honestly, I don't.
Because they have like a bunch of different forms that all have their own signature move.
Yeah, let's do those. Because I'm pretty lost.
Yeah, let's go with Necrozma and Kyurem.
Unfortunately, both of those are incorrect.
I disagree.
I agree though. So let me give you the correct answers here in a minute. I want to look up what is it, Necrozma? I just to tell you how wrong you were. and so Necrozma got Prismatic Laser and Photon Geyser. Oh, I guess it technically does get four if you include all the forms. I will give you a point for Necrozma. Because Photon Geyser and then Sunsteel Strike and Moongeist Beam with Prismatic
Laser.
Exactly. So I'll give that one to you. I'm into it. That's why I wanted to double check. And then the, what was the other one you said? Kyurem?
I don't think Kyurem
counts, unfortunately.
Because you've got Kyurem White, Kyurem Black, and Kyurem. You know, they're all Kyurem. They all share the same dex number.
He only gets three, though, I think.
But the fusion forms also can know Fusion Bolt and Fusion yeah. Strike.
Oh, it is four, though, because Glaciate, Fusion Flare, Ice Burn.
Thank yep, you. Yep. Oh, what was that? What was
this
that?
This is a horrible question.
Hi, here I am.
I'll give you guys... this is horribly horribly fact-checked, Liger. horribly fact-checked, because apparently there's six answers at minimum. At this point in time, because one of them was actually Hitmonlee that I was given. Because he was the only Pokemon that can learn by level up Mega Kick, Jump Kick, High Jump Kick, and Rolling Kick in Generation 2.
Oh, okay. Good for it.
Yeah, right? The other answer is Zygarde. Zygarde got four.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, Zygarde makes sense.
Yep, Zygarde got four in Generation 7, and then the other two were both the partner Pikachu and the partner Eevee from Let's Go. That fever dream of a game.
I guess. I guess we'll
fever dream of a game.
Sure.
And so that's it. But we'll give you the 2 points for that, because I think without specifying whether or not it meant forms, it's not good. But our next question is going to be about base stats.
Okay.
As always.
Okay.
So you guys are 5-for-4 right now, by the way. So this one's going to be from Aaron C. 377. What base starter has the lowest base stat total? So what starter has the lowest base stat total?
Don't they always usually be the exact, like, they're in a range that's very similar. You know?
Similar, but yeah, never the same exactly.
They usually end up the same,
I think, when they're like fully evolved.
No, there's a little bit of range. They go from like 525 to like 530, like, or so.
There's a little wiggle room.
Yeah. There's a bit of wiggle room. There has been, historically.
Yes. But which starter has the lowest base stat total?
Who do they not like? I don't think it's something recent.
Who do they not like?
They said, you know what? Just subtract a couple points. It's fine. It can be worse than other starters. That would be so mean. Who would they do that to?
My vote is for either Turtwig or oh my gosh, why am I not Bayleaf, but the lowest?
I don't think it would have been Chikorita.
Yeah,
yeah, because Gen 2 was pretty much like they were consistent with Gen 2 to Gen 1, you know.
But keep in mind, these are complete guesses. They're just based on the ones that I think. Yeah,
because
fall into the category
literally has the exact same stats as Charizard. They could not even think of another, like, you couldn't move one point over. They didn't change nothing. Like, carbon copy. I feel like the Gen 5 ones got kind of low when they started. Or maybe they ended with less. I feel like they screwed over Gen 5. Or maybe Gen 4, too. Yeah, I could see it being either of those.
Let's just pull one out of the hat. Let's go Turtwig.
Sure. You know, it's slow.
Turtwig is unfortunately incorrect.
Okay.
The answer is Fennekin.
No.
Yeah. Fennekin's
no.
got a base stat total of 307.
Gosh. That makes so much sense, because I remember people complaining about that in X and Y, like that it was, that everything was so low and that its stats just sucked.
I love Fennekin. I mean, I love Delphox. It's like my second favorite starter.
Second place goes to all of the Unova starters tied.
That was one of the ones I was considering.
they all have.
End up just as strong at the final stage, though. But they, yeah.
Fennekin has a base stat total of 307. All of the Unova starters have a base stat total of 308. So it's pretty bad. But that gives you guys 5 points for today.
They evolve quick, it's fine.
So that's
so pretty good.
One,
we got 5 points?
Yeah. So it's a three-way tie for first right now.
We fought for those 5 points, too.
Yeah, yes, we did. I thought we did really well.
All right, so in tied for first place, it's a three-way tie between Linny and Sublime and Basket, all with 5. Tune in next week to see if there's actually a change, I guess. But until then, we're going to kick things on over to the topic. We have another iTunes review today from The Mighty Melmar. If it wasn't for this show, I wouldn't be getting into competitive side of the game, and these make me laugh to help me get through the day. Well, thank you for that, and if you too would like to leave an iTunes review or a review anywhere you listen to the podcast, we would really appreciate it. Helps people find the show, and it just helps us get bigger and have more people to play Pokemon with, and that's what it's all about. Thanks for that, and we're going to kick it on over to the topic. And welcome to the topic. Our topic today is, I guess, recent leak. I'm going to put leak in quotes because I don't know if a thing from 2004 is a leak. We got a bunch of information we never got before, and it's very, 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 very interesting. It's just a really cool thing, and I want to just kind of dig into it and like pick your guys' brains, what you feel about it. It's just a cool thing to see. A little bit of background. One, Nintendo's been really bad at getting into China. Until, like, recently. And so Nintendo always realized, like, hey, we want to sell video games in China, blah, blah, blah. So they ended up making this other company that's not Nintendo, but is Nintendo, called IQ. I-Q-U-E. That's how it's spelled. There's actually, like, a silly system that Nintendo had that was a Nintendo 64 controller that looked like a Sega Genesis controller. And that was the console itself, and you could, like, go download, like, N64 games onto it and go play it at home.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's what they sold in China as a way to play some of the games. It didn't have a lot of games. I think it was like under 20 or something like that. But so this company actually, like, they had an entire, like, slideshow leaked. And Sigma sent it to me this week, and I thought it had a lot of very interesting things going on in it. And Pokemon subreddit was just like, oh, this is a Pokemon MMO. I think they're absolutely wrong. But we're going to go ahead. So this was like 2004 is Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green. So this is like a Chinese, like, interneted capable version of Pokemon. It's very, very interesting and confusing and kind of awesome.
My understanding is that the features are so convoluted and arbitrary that it had to be Nintendo and Pokemon.
I have no idea how it...
That's my understanding of, like, how people have thought about it. They're like, that just seems so asinine that of course Nintendo would have done that.
So the plan was to have a version of Leaf Green and Fire Red that could connect to the internet. And with that internet connectivity, they were going to change a few of the features of the typical Pokemon game. And so what they were going to do was they were going to have online and offline play for this Fire Red Leaf Green game, both on the Game Boy console, and it was going to connect to a PC somehow as well.
I heard you were going to connect your Game Boy Advance to the computer.
Yes. Yes.
Which yeah. is so Nintendo. Do you remember when the GameCube connected to, like...
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, so that...
I love that. I use that so much as a kid. This is crazy. They're going to have like an online tournament mode. So kind of something like Battle Stadium Singles we have now or VGC. This was before VGC was even a thing. They were going to also like have an online map that you could play on at the same time. From my understanding is they were going to call out Pokemon essentially. And you were only going to be able to catch like 30-ish Pokemon species in like the base game from the way that it reads. But you could also only have a box with 30 Pokemon in it when you were offline. But if you were online, you could have a box with more Pokemon in it. It was interesting in that regard. All of the online battling was going to happen on the PC. It was going to change engines from the Game Boy Advance Leaf Green engine to the Pokemon Colosseum engine. So you were going to have 3D Pokemon battles essentially built into this.
That sounds so cool, but the amount of headache that it would have taken...
I don't even know how this works. Right, like
yeah, it is not surprising that this was scrapped and that it never came out.
I have no idea how any of this works. I was just like, here's a really cool concept, and then I imagine this presentation was given, and like the person sitting there that like needed to approve it was just like, no. It's just so out there. You can still play like most of base Pokemon Fire Red Leaf Green. What they were also gonna do, this is very, very weird, is they were gonna disable the hatch system in offline mode. So you weren't going to be able to breed Pokemon in offline mode. They're replacing it with something that I think is cool, but should have just been something that's just added in the game. The idea was they were going to take the hatch system and then like you were going to connect to the internet and you were going to talk to the old man and he'd just give you a random egg. It was essentially Pokemon Go eggs. That's honestly the best comparison I can give you.
Yeah, and some of the Pokemon were like region locked too.
Yes, based on your IP address in China. This was like Pokemon Go before Pokemon Go.
Very that. You see, I can see how people are like, it's real.
I know a lot of this was just like, I mean, this, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of this was just like, yeah, we had these ideas and then Pokemon Go took them and ran with them. I completely understand that.
Yeah. And it's really funny too, because like the idea of, you know, having your portable offline mode on your Game Boy Advance and then hooking it up to essentially like your computer or TV. It feels very like Nintendo Switch-like.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
Which is really cool. It's like this disgusting, unmakeable monster of an idea.
Yes.
That eventually turned into the Switch.
Well, to be fair, like it was something that they didn't think was possible at the time. And really, I mean, if you think about it, they're just like, We don't know that we can do this. This is like baby internet, right? 2004.
Yeah, no,
YouTube didn't even exist
100%.
Yet. And so it was just like, it was baby internet. What can we figure out how to utilize it and do something cool? And so the idea was like, they would also like release additional Pokemon over time. There were going to be like resources that are fixed to create a rush. So people could like go try to capture things if they're in this Pokemon online club. Yeah, it was just very strange. They were very adamant, though. All the controls should still be in the Game Boy. Okay?
Awful. Awful.
Yeah, it's so funny, because like when you're reading the PowerPoint,
yeah,
it's like 18 times.
Yes.
It says, like, and you're still playing through the controls of the Game Boy Advance. Like
you're still using the Game Boy, we promise. It was just really weird. There's good ideas in it and bad ideas. Like, I really like the idea of, like, being able to walk up to some NPC in the game when I'm online and swish, right? And, like, they just hand me an egg. And it's a different egg all the time. Like, that's one thing that I loved about Pokemon Crystal specifically, because you got the odd egg in Pokemon Crystal. And it would always be, like,
oh, yeah.
It would always be, like, a cool Pokemon. Not really, because Cliffa and Igglybuff are in that pool. But you could get, like, an Elekid or a Magby or something like that. And I thought that was always really cool. I really like that idea, and I wish that would happen more often in more games. Unfortunately, it doesn't. We always get, like, the generic, like, here's a Togepi egg.
Hey, man, Togepi is pretty cool.
Yeah, who doesn't like Togepi?
I like getting gift Pokemon and gift eggs. I don't know. One of the cool things that was a feature in Platinum version that they dropped, for me at least, they had, like, this egg spinner thing. The three of us could go online together, enter this room, and we'd all, like, put an egg, and it would just shuffle them. and then we'd all get a random egg out of that. I really like that aspect of Pokemon in general. Like, that's me. Like, that's definitely like a very, like, Thatcher's really into that. I love the way that it's like this presentation is written as well. It's just like, we're going to add an option here to access online Pokemon capture. It's just like, okay. And they're just like, we're going to use online battle, trade and chat are going to begin in the union room through this gate.
Do you remember the Dream World in Gen 5?
Yes.
It seems very that. It reminds me of that.
It seems like a better idea than the Dream World in all
honesty.
But
I think the Dream World was them just trying to, like, implement a similar thing.
I think this was just incredibly ambitious for 2004.
I think this would have gone badly, too, for different reasons.
Yes,
but yeah.
Absolutely.
That's why it reminded me of it. It's like, oh, a mixed... Yeah, very that.
Yeah, I love how many times they say, like, the controls
are
still...
Because you could, like, visit other people's, like, houses in the Dream World, and you could get random Pokemon and all these...
The Dream World was just like, hey, we want to find a way to get you to play online and kind of force you into it. Because, like, there were a lot of things you could only get through Dream World, like hidden abilities.
Like, all the best hidden abilities. Did you want Drought Vulpix? You better get online.
And that was before hidden abilities were passed down by breeding.
Yeah.
So, like, you were stuck with that one. Like, you better hope it's got good IVs.
Yeah.
Because that's your Drought Vulpix, okay?
That might have been the first generation it could pass a hidden ability, but it was hard.
No, it wasn't.
Chance.
It wasn't. Because that was the first generation hidden abilities existed, was Gen 5.
Yeah.
So they shifted to a way to get hidden abilities outside of that in, like, Black and White 2, through the grottos.
Yes, the grottos. But that was even worse.
That was terrible.
That was even worse.
It's like, in retrospect, like, the grind in Pokemon used to be real. Okay, the grind to, like, get into competitive Pokemon was so much worse than it is now. Like, now it's just like, oh, I was in a raid. Yeah, it was a hidden ability one. Now I got one. And I can breed it. Or I got one through Wonder Trade. So we're good now. Beforehand, I remember people, like, trying to IV breed and do all this other stuff, and it was just a mess.
Oh, IV breeding before? Mm-mm.
Before Gen 6, mm-mm. Before Destiny.
Yeah, that's the worst.
No, thank you. No bueno.
You basically have to, if you were going to do that, you had to mess with the date and time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could do that. You could RNG cheat it. Yeah, I remember I did it once successfully. I got a perfect Terrakion
in Gen 5. That sounds awful. That sounds awful.
It was a lot, and I'm like, I need to learn this if I want to get competitive, and now they just wasted my time, because now you don't need to know nothing.
You don't.
You can just get it.
I'm okay with that now, though.
Like, just like
I'm
having
okay
to learn
that.
This esoteric, like, skill, and I'm like, ugh, the worst.
No, you're... So it's so much better now, though. It's so
yeah,
much better.
Truly. We are out of the dark ages.
Yes.
Thankfully, I never had to deal with that. But I remember going into X and Y and the dumpster fire that was trying to get hidden abilities there. That was annoying, too.
Or hidden power. Oh. I caught a hidden power ice Zapdos. Oof.
I know Sublime and I, like, we really dislike the Dexit decision that happened. I believe more so now, based on, like, the Pokemon that they're putting in into Crown Tundra and stuff now, that there was legitimately, like, a problem getting all of the models ready.
I'm still waiting on Snivy.
I would wish you're going to be waiting for a little while.
Exactly. So I'm still bitter. That's what I'm saying.
I'm waiting
My
for
opinion
Totodile.
Has not changed.
So I'm waiting for Totodile. It's not happening.
There you go. Our favorites aren't in yet. You know? That hurts. That hurts my soul.
I'm still not. Like, I definitely agree with you. I don't think this is good. I believe them. I wish if they were transparent about it, I'd feel better about it. You know what I mean? Like, if they would come out and say, like, hey, we had a hard time getting these Pokemon in, even though we wanted to do it. I would be like, cool, thanks. But I don't want to make this a Dexit discussion. But I think one of the better things that Sword and Shield did is they did the thing where they just, like, removed hidden power.
I agree.
It doesn't exist.
The amount of effort you have to put into getting, like, a specific hidden power for a legendary was grueling.
I think getting rid of hidden power was the best choice that they ever had. Because, like, if they're going to bring back the whole Pokedex inevitably, which I hope they do, they're going to have to bring back Unknown, right? And which only can learn Hidden Power. I would love to see them bring back Hidden Power, but just change it. It kind of like Curse, you know, like, you know how like Curse only works.
I expect
works
them to give it a new move, to be honest. I think they'll just give it Confusion and call it done.
They could probably just give it like Secret Power or something instead.
Or they could do what I want them to do, which is to just pretend like the unknown and hidden power never existed. I'm okay with that.
You can't get rid of a Pokemon from existence.
You can't get rid of a Pokemon.
The unknown are not Pokemon.
Yes, they are.
Even if it's as bad as Uno.
It has a Dex number and it's in Go.
And lore. It has a lot of lore.
It has a lot of lore. You know?
They had ruins dedicated to it.
I don't think you get rid of unknown. What I think you do, you put unknown back in the game because it's a nice, fun collectathon. Honestly, just build like a whole area and be like, we're going to give you 50 new Pokemon and one of them's unknown. So it's essentially 100 new Pokemon. You go over there and you have a time catching unknown. I would love it if they switched hidden power so it only worked with unknown the old way based on IVs. And then anybody else who had a hidden power, it just didn't work. Like, that's the way I would like to see it.
They did that with other moves, like knockoff, like, yeah. You know, so why not?
So what they did with other Pokemon, so like there were moves that weren't in the Kodan base Sword and Shield. And then when we got the Isle of Armor DLC, some moves came back. The one that's most notable is Kinesis.
Oh, yeah.
Which is only available for like the Kadabra line anyway. So it wasn't that much of an issue. So they did bring it back, which I thought was very nice of them to bring back moves. And so like, I don't think all is lost overall, but I still think Hidden Power is 100% the best thing that they did, like removing that and then just giving Pokemon better coverage. Like, that's what they did with Sylveon, because like Sylveon, like base Sylveon, like always ran some kind of like, it usually ran Hidden Power Fire.
It still definitely hurts a lot of stuff not having it.
It hurts it, but I mean, I think that's the intention.
I think we're better off without it, though.
It prevents Landorus Therian from becoming the number one counter to Landorus Therian.
But it's still a good check to Landorus Therian.
It's a good check, but it's not a counter.
Yeah. Like, it still has intimidate.
It was for a little bit like the number one counter, because it's just like, you just hidden power the other one. And it's just like, well, now the game's just like two of your six Pokemon are running hidden powers of different types. And I totally get it. I love the choice to take something like Sylveon, though, and being like, yeah, I noticed this Pokemon uses hidden power because it does need the coverage. And they're just like, now it gets Mystical Fire. There you go.
Well, that's not a good example. I feel bad for the electric types, you know?
I think Magnezone got a cool breath of fresh air, because now it can't run Hidden Power Fire or Hidden Power Ice,
Magnezone,
right?
Got kind of, I didn't, yeah.
But it gets Body Press.
I don't think that's as good.
It's not as good, but I think that's one of the things that, like, we needed to recalibrate anyway. I think some Pokemon were just too good.
Electric types were not that, though.
I do agree, like, something like, because they got rid of Signal Beam. I think Signal Beam's out of the game. Poor Jolteon, poor Ampharos, if it ever comes back.
Yeah, like, I feel like electric types got hurt bad by losing hidden power, particularly.
They could come up with ways, because so a lot of those aren't in the game anymore. Maybe when it comes back, we'll learn it has a cool new move from the move pool. You know what I mean? Like,
or it'll just be worse.
Because I really like the use of TRs. TRs, like, really changed the game. Like,
I hate
really
TRs.
Like that. I love it.
It's just so grindy. Ugh.
I do admit, like, my experience raiding is different than everybody else's experience, because, like, I set up nights to, like, go raid with, like, Puckle people and stuff like that. And so I just get, like, a bunch of raid stuff. Like, I just have them. It's just like, oh, do I have an Earthquake TR? Oh, yeah, I've got 10, because I've been doing raids with people, right? Yes, that's true. You do need to sit down and raid. I think raiding is a really cool thing to just do while you're hanging out with some people. Like, if you just get together with, like, a group of 10 people in Puckle, you're just like, hey, I want to go raid. And these guys are like, yeah, we'll go raid together. And you just, like, run around Isle of Armor or the wild area, and you find raids and you share them with each other and just have a good time talking and, like, beating on these Pokemon.
Yeah, it does have to be that way. But, like, I just don't like that it was something that didn't have to be limited and now is limited, you know?
I like it because it forced you to raid a little bit. Which,
see, you shouldn't have to force people to raid. It should just be, like, something you want to go do.
There's other
That's
cool things
issue.
To get from raids, though. There's other cool
okay,
things.
Okay, but,
to
like,
get
don't
from
force me to go raiding. If it's such a great thing, it should stand on its own.
I don't think it does that, but we like I definitely
so
agree
that's
with that.
A negative.
I definitely,
and
I definitely. Oh yeah,
that's a negative.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
You can't buy some TRs. There are like TR stores.
That's true, but then you still have to like have farmed the, you know.
The money is stupid easy to get, though. It's stupid easy to get. Super rich. Super easy. All you have to do is like get like a few thousand watts, and like you can turn them into luxury balls and go sell them all.
I mean, it's not really a surprise that they kind of like wrapped all those things into doing that, because like I mean, Nintendo's always been trying to, like, essentially force people into, like, communicating with each other, like, throughout their games. They're always coming up with some other way to, like...
At least Pokemon. Like, that's 100% true. I absolutely agree with that.
So this MMO leak alleged story is a great example. They're very consistent.
Yeah.
I really think this is a cool leak. I don't think people freaking out and being like, this was a Pokemon MMO in the works. I'm like, no, I think it was a concept that is very poorly put together.
That they've rolled out over time to much greater
success. I think it's something that, like, it definitely looks like the first signs of them being like, we should really take online seriously. Because if you do look, Gen 3, like, Gen 4 is when we finally got online capabilities, right?
Yeah.
We got some cool stuff. I mean, the online battles, online trading, the GCS.
Underground. I do love the Underground.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool stuff there. I think that was done very well, and I think just taking some of these ideas, because this was very ambitious. I think this was very ambitious for 2004.
Definitely.
Because I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm like, even how would that even work? You know, how are you going to connect a Game Boy to a computer and then get, how fast are your speeds going to need to be? Because in 2004, a lot of people were still on dial-up. Like, that's a fact. Like, a lot of people were just still on dial-up internet. Like, are you going to have fast enough internet to be able to play Pokemon? Like, I don't know. It was just a whole thing. Being able to play Pokemon online, though, that was great. And I think that's just, like, the start of it. Like, hey, maybe we should do it. And they're starting. I mean, even back in, like, if you think about Crystal Version in the US was boring. But Crystal Version in Japan had an adapter for the GameCube that could hook up to your cell phone. Communicate with people with your cell phone Crystal Version connection. Weird.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, the series from its very beginning has been about interacting with other people.
Oh, because, yeah.
Like, you absolutely trade, right? That's the entire reason they had version exclusives in the first place, was to force you to interact with other people.
The reason they had version exclusives in the first place was so that people would buy the same game twice. Let's be honest.
No, but... it was, no. For the very first generation, the guy wanted you to, like, because he was a bug collector or whatever, right? Yeah. It was the idea of, hey, I have these, you have those. It was, like, about creating a human moment of trading to complete your collection.
Yeah. I agree with
that. Which is, like, it's part of the DNA of the series in a way, you know? So it makes sense absolutely. That they would want to do that.
I think this is a good place to wrap up. This was really good. I'm very excited about this. This was really cool to think about.
What an interesting little thing.
It's a little thing. Like, people were, like, freaking out about it. I'm like, ah!
Like, it doesn't change what we have now. It doesn't change, like, where we're going.
It doesn't change anything, just, like, but it's really cool just to see it.
This was a thing from the past that was fun to discover.
It was very fun to discover.
It's like finding an artifact in a ruin, you know? Very that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. But on that note, we're going to kick it on over to the Pokemon of the episode. So we will catch you on the flip-flop.
Pokemon of the episode.
And welcome to the Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 135, Jolteon, the lightning Pokemon.
If it is angered or startled, the fur all over its body bristles like sharp needles that pierce foes.
Yeah, Jolteon.
Pokeboy.
Jolteon. Jolteon's bad.
It used to be good.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was good. It was still like...
No, it was in a higher tier. Like, it used to be UU.
Yeah, it was in like UU for a little while. But like, I mean, base HP is 65, base attack is 65, base defense of 60. Special attack's 110, not bad. Special defense is 95, okay. Speed's 130.
Yeah, I mean, it has the speed and the special... Like, that speed was really good when there were fewer things with that could beat it.
Yeah, the speed is really good in general.
Yeah.
And so he also has a hidden ability that nobody ever uses called Quick Feet, except for us today. So Quick Feet, for those of you uninitiated, because who runs Quick Feet? The answer is people who really like to do Ursaring shenanigans. is an ability that when a Pokemon has a status condition, its speed will increase by 50%. Also, this Pokemon will not lose speed due to paralysis.
Not that that matters, because it's an electric type.
It's also Jolteon, but yeah, there's a lot of other Pokemon that get it that I don't think any of them are actually in Swish. Oh no, one of them is.
Ursaring, right?
Ursaring's not in Swish.
Isn't it?
Nope. I don't think so.
I thought they added it. Huh.
No, they didn't add it in. They didn't add it in this one. It might be in the D. The
oh, maybe it's coming. Maybe it's coming.
I don't remember if it's coming or not. I remember like the big things that are coming. I don't remember the little things.
All I know is Garchomp is coming. That's
yes, Garchomp's Garchomp's coming, and a few other things. But
Revenge of
Zigzagoon. Zigzagoon gets it though. Zigzagoon and Linoon, both Galarian and not Galarian, get it, but Obstagoon does not. So take that for what it's worth. But Jolteon gets it, and this week we're going to try to make it work. So we have a Jolteon with a Flame Orb, with Quick Feet, 252 Special Attack, 252 Speed, with a Timid Nature. He has zero attack IVs so that you don't get foul played to death. But he's running Protect so that you can protect to get your Quick Feet boost by letting the Flame Orb kick.
It also has Yawn, so you can yawn protect.
I like Yawn for phasing. Yawn's really good for like Dynamax.
Yes,
it's great.
Yes.
It's great to force people to switch out because of that, or just like waste their Dynamax. Dynamax is like surprisingly balanced in not OU metas. Like I found that to be very much the case. Like Dynamax is very much like balanced in like VGC and Battle Stadium. And then Gardevoir is, I'm not done. He also has Thunderbolt and Volt Switch because he's a Jolteon. He's doing Jolteon things, and that's all he can do now. I think he can get Shadow Ball. That's
all
a move.
Of them can. They all can.
He can get Shadow Ball.
Flareon can get Shadow Ball. Like,
for coverage.
That's the Eeveelution coverage, like, go-to.
He can get Shadow Ball, maybe. He doesn't fill any niches in the meta. He really just doesn't. It's Jolteon. Gardevoir pairs up with him, though, with a Choice Scarf to outrun more things. With Synchronize, 4 HP, 252 Special Attack, 252 Speed, Timid Nature. And this is literally just standard Gardevoir. Psychic, Moonblast, Mystical Fire, and Energy Ball. That's what you're going to do if you're running Gardevoir nowadays. Welcome to Battle Stadium Singles, my friends.
that doesn't sound fun.
Battle Stadium Singles is pretty easy to see what's going to happen most of the time. But I'll let Basket talk about some of the more exciting members.
Yeah. So we got Sizer. Typical, awesome, standard Sizer. Focus Sash. Technician. 252 HP, 252 Attack, 4 Defense. Adamant Nature, Bullet Punch, Exciser, Brick Break, Sword Stance.
He lost Superpower.
He did.
He also lost Roost.
Yeah. But Brick Break's cool. I really like its ability to take down shields and stuff like that. So
it's becoming more prominent, cool. too, with Lapras. Like, G-Max Lapras can just set it up, and so it's actually really nice to have it.
Definitely.
So I really like having Brick Break as an option.
And then you've got my favorite Urshifu, Rapid Strike. That's your G-Max.
The Rapid Strike Urshifu, I think, is like number 6 in usage in Battle Stadium Singles, actually.
Yeah,
it's popular.
It's a really good Pokemon. And it's got a Choice Band. Unseen Fist is its ability. 4 HP EVs, 252 Attack, 252 Speed, Jolly Nature. You've got Iron Head, Surging Strikes, because you got to have those Surging Strikes. You got Thunder Punch and Close Combat.
Woo. And he's Choice Banded. We said that, right? Yeah, I imagine.
I think so.
Yeah, he punches.
You've got
hard.
A scarf. You got a band. You got a Quick Feet Flame Orb. They're really going for it.
This team is a team for sure. I don't know if it's a good one, but it's a team.
It is a team.
Actually, I think every match that you don't bring Jolteon, it's probably okay.
You sub out literally anything that can do it.
You can sub out. This team's really good, and you can take that Jolteon slot and do something else with it. That's probably better.
And I'm sorry, Jolteon fans. I like Jolteon too. He's a lot of
Josh,
fun.
I'm sorry, Josh.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Jashiro.
Like it's just not good.
I know it was good. Your favorite. They've done him dirty over the years.
Yeah, he's one of those that like needed like some random TR. He should have just gotten some random TR that made him okay. But Sublime, take us home. Tell us more.
I'll take us home to the internet where you can download a Porygon 2, probably, because that's a thing. I bet Porygon would have been in that game. Anyway, it's got Eviolite because it's Porygon 2. Duh. It also has download, so you getting a stat boost. We love to see it. So it's Modest Nature with zero attack IVs because Confusion, we don't take damage from that. 252 HP, 252 Special Attack, 4 Defense. Lots of simple spreads. I think every single EV spread on this was 252, 252, 4. We rock in the Tri-Attack for Stab. We got that Recover because we thick. And then Psychic and Thunderbolt for coverage. Because, you know what? You don't need the Jolteon. You got Thunderbolt right here.
I'm still dying from because we thick.
Because we thick. I mean, 4E2 is thick.
You're right.
It is.
Am I wrong?
It is.
It is. Bulky boy. He's very happy that fewer things have knockoffs. Let me tell you.
Yes.
Right, then we're going to bring it home with the goodest of boys, RK9. Yes. He got a Rocky helmet and Intimidate as the ability. Adamant nature. And do you want to guess what the stat spread is for the EVs? 252 HP, 252 attack, and then 4 special defense. We're rocking Flare Blitz. Yeah, Adamant Flare Blitz, you know, it does the job. We got that Will-O-Wisp because have some burn on top of your Intimidate. Mm-hmm. We love to see it. Morning Sun because Flare Blitz hurts, and we don't need that, you know? We need to heal up when we hurt ourselves. And then Bulldoze for coverage.
I would legit just take Jolteon and then, like, swap it out
drop
for something
it.
Good. Like this team's really good without it. Like, it's fun. The Arcanine's holding the Rocky
definitely
helmet.
Definitely the weakest link.
It's there for the Urshifu. Like, Rapid Strike Urshifu.
Yeah, it's like, oh, did you just multi-attack into my Rocky helmet?
That's my favorite thing. I love Corviknights, like, holding Rocky helmet up against, like, the Rapid Strike Urshifu, because people, Surging Strikes you. And they will do as much damage to you as you did to them with Rocky helmet. It's nuts. I love it.
I love Ferrothorn. Ugh, stack it. Stack it with the barbs.
Yeah, it's a good time. But yes, if you want to use this team, it'll be on our Discord server with a rental code. So you can actually go ahead and rent it on your game and you can try it out. And then
and
you can also agree with us about Jolteon not working.
You know what would be fun is if you played it with the rental code and then decide, what would you want to replace Jolteon with on this team?
Yes.
Yeah, that should be the question. That's the
No, that's not the question today. That is not the question.
I think it
please,
should be.
Please.
No. No.
What do you want to replace the Jolteon with?
All right. But yes, we are going to kick it on over.
That's the secondary question.
The secondary question for Basket. All right. So we're going to kick it on over to the mailbag.
It's mail time.
Send in your emails. Mail!
And welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag is the part of the show where we read your listener emails that you sent into pucklepodcast@gmail.com. It is, as always, brought to you by the energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves!
And as always, it will give the Green Tauros badge if we remember. To somebody who writes a very comprehensive email that hits all the right feels. Last week we asked you, we have a prompt typically each week, we asked you how you got into Pokemon, and boy did you all want to tell us. There are, I do not underestimate, probably 20 emails that we got this week, and I appreciate all of them, and this will be the week that we do the unread email section on YouTube, so because some of them are good, some of them are way too long for the show as well. Just keep that in mind. We like concise emails on this show. By concise, under 900 words is usually a good place to start. just throwing it out there.
Or half that. Under half that.
Half that's even better. Half that's even better. We love you guys, though. So thank you for sending in your emails.
I've been there. You know, me and Whimsicott, we've been there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right. So this week we have a few people to go through. The first one is going to be from Tank in a Basket. You've got this one.
Hello, Thatch and Co. This is Tank, writing in for the first time in a while. I couldn't pass up this week's mailbag because the answer is so dear to my heart. Pokemon shaped me into who I am. I hope this email isn't too lame or sappy. I'm a 93 baby. My dad used to go to the comic shop every Friday after he got paid to buy comics and pick me up a Pokemon, one along with some cards. I was hooked right away. I remember walking home from kindergarten excited to watch the first episode of the anime on WB. The next day, I stole one of my dad's Metallica hats and cut the fingers off his gloves and tried to run away, in quotes,
oh
run
my
away
God.
from home to be a Pokemon master.
Oh, that's adorable.
I love this.
I love that.
I got one house over before going back home crying. My toys and plushies went with me everywhere, and they were my best friends, and I still have them 20-plus years later. Once I lost my Tomy Kecleon figure at a CC's Pizza, and my dad went back and dug through their trash for over an hour to find it for me. I didn't get my first game until Sapphire, and I remember thinking how my journey was finally beginning. I still have my Treecko, my first Pokemon, brought over from every game for 18 years. I don't think I took a single breath in my fight against Kyogre. Pokemon taught me some of the best lessons of my life and showed me the power of perseverance, compassion, and friendship I still hold close to this day. I used to hide my love for Pokemon, and it was lonely, but now I'm proud of everything the franchise gave me growing up, and I'm not lonely anymore thanks to Puckle. My dad raised my sister and I as a single father and lost interest in his hobbies over a decade after my folks' divorce. Now, at 56, my dad has found, quite literally, a new love for life through Pokemon Go and a life-changing hobby that's brought him new friends, and him and I are closer than ever. I love that. I love
that. That's going to be hard to beat. Like, that's really hard to
Okay, what's even better is, like, she'll pop into Discord every once in a while, and she's just got, like, pictures of her dad being, like, super excited like he caught something in Pokemon Go. It is... They have the best relationship of all time. Like, when I saw that she wrote in, like, I was like, yeah, this is happening. We need to read Tank's email today.
Yeah, that's super cool, Tank. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your email.
I really appreciate it. She sent us pictures as well. So it's great. She's got pictures of herself and her dad playing Pokemon Go, and like she's got like a bajillion plushies. She's taken pictures of her rooms before. It's nutsos. She's got so much stuff. All right. So our next one today is going to be from BodTech. Salutations, Thatch Batch. My Poke journey began with my friend's little brother letting me play a bit of his copy of Yellow, as long as I didn't save. After a while of that, I bothered to emulate the game myself. I had a Game Gear at the time of Gens 1 and 2, so I didn't have them physically at the time. However, the second Gen 3 arrived, I drove to the store to buy myself a new GBA and Pokemon Ruby. After that, however, I didn't have a Pokemon game until Y. I'm going back to Gen 3 now, and after that, we'll be working my way through Gen 4 and 5. I talked about this last week, but those games are like ridiculously expensive now. The Gen 4 and 5 games in the used market, they're like absurd. I don't know when it happened. Like, I just missed it. Cause like, it used to be like, oh, all those are like $40, $50. And then like, I don't know when I stopped checking. It must have been not that, it must have been like a couple years ago. I stopped checking though. And then now all of a sudden, that's just like, yeah, that'll run you like $90. So it's just like, it blows my mind. I also got a copy of XD and I'm really enjoying it. XD is better than Colosseum. Well, Colosseum's got the better story. XD has the better mechanics.
Yeah.
They both need to kiss. the animation is so much better than Swish's. It's super depressing. Actually, I wouldn't say that, though, only because they ported over animations for like all of the 3D Pokemon games, like all the way to Battle Revolution from Stadium. Like, if you see anything that wasn't a Gen 3 Pokemon in Colosseum, they're legitimately using the models from the Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2.
Which is so disrespectful to those Pokemon. So disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, they are. That's 100% what's happening now. They did it all the way to Pokemon Revolution, by the way. Like, Pokemon Revolution is still using, like, the Pokemon
Stadium stuff. You mean they recycled models when they shouldn't have? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know that they shouldn't have. Like,
they shouldn't have recycled the Battle Stadium. They should not have.
I did.
No, I will tell you. That was, it is jarring to look at something from Gen 3 and Gen 1 and Colosseum at the same time.
Yeah. Let's see. Maybe one day we'll have the level of animation quality in a game again. They did have more personality. I would say like the fading animations had more personality. They were long though. I think that was the bigger problem I had. Was like the animations.
That is true. They would like grab. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a lot when they fainted.
Yeah. My questions for you are, have you ever completed the Riven Master Challenge? No, because it's a lot of work and I don't want to do it. he's asking follow-up questions about this Riven Master Challenge I haven't completed. Which Pokemon did you use? I did it. If Pokemon added the side games a la the contest back into the main series, what would you like to see? I don't know. I don't really need any of that. Voltorb Flip. I want Voltorb Flip back. That's what I want.
Dude, no.
I like Voltorb Flip. Do you not like Voltorb Flip?
Oh, man, I hated that so much.
Why do you hate it? It's so much fun. It's like Minesweeper, but Voltorb.
I know, but it was like there was like a small amount of like skill that you could like use for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then there was also like this unbelievably frustrating bit of chance that was there too.
Yeah, and it's Minesweeper. It's Minesweeper.
Play the slots. Be a regular person. Play the slots.
I like Voltorb's... You guys can go be wrong. That's fine.
Go play the slots. If you want to make money fast, not that you should even... Just play the slots.
You can be wrong.
This is a Voltorb flip.
Are there any things that you want to see? That you guys want to see come back? Like side game type deals?
I want to see Snivy come back.
That's not... Okay. You're done.
I want them to either...
Conquest 2.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say Conquest 2...
I meant like small side like games in the main.
Just give us the casino back. The whole casino.
I want Conquest 2.
You want that in
I want Conquest 2. I want Snivy and I want it in Swish. Why not? Just put like an arcade in Swish.
Yeah.
Give us
Conquest
the casino.
2 isn't going to happen. Conquest 2 just isn't going to happen.
But we need it.
It won't.
But we need
you'll
it.
You'll get a Pokemon Fire Emblem crossover before you'll get Conquest 2.
A boy can
I'd be okay with that too.
I'd be okay with that. Like honestly, I want Crom to pair up with Pikachu.
That's fine.
I want Crom to team up with Pikachu. I'm into it.
I'm here for that.
And trying to clean the substitute out of my teeth, Bon Tag. all right. So our last one today is going to be from what's a mob to a Kingler? That's what he's going by, huh?
Yeah. That what is a mob to a Kingler? You're gonna have to tell us, person.
What's a mob to a Kingler?
Maybe think of a shorter moniker. I'm just, you know, it's a lot to get around.
That and also, it's not spaced out in separate words. It's all just one bundle
of letters.
So,
you know what? You're just going to be Kingler. Kingler now.
Oh, Kingler. Yeah.
Be Kingler. All right. Hi, everyone. First time writing in. I was really young when Pokemon came out, so a lot of my memories of the first games are blurry. My very first Pokemon game was Red Version. I remember going to a used game store with my brother, and he got blue. Which is odd, because my favorite color and animal has always been blue and turtles. And his favorite color was red. Not sure why we switched on that. But anyway, red was my first game, but silver has always been my favorite.
Right choice.
Silver, hello, yes. Gen 2 is so much better. Silver is the... Gen 2, to kids, ooh, the best, you know?
Yes,
silver
absolutely.
Is the game that I have more concrete memories about and where most of my nostalgia comes from. I played Sapphire and Emerald as well. Emerald. Don't know why I said Emerald. But after that, I took a long break from Pokemon. I came back to it when I found my Game Boy SP with my Fire Red copy. I stuck with the old games for a few years, and I eventually got a 2DS around 2017 so I could play Soul Silver. I got the Gen 6 and 7 games as well. I was away from Pokemon for a long time, but I'm really glad I'm back. I have a lot of good memories, and it's been an important part of my life. I learned how to read when I was 5 because of Red. Same. I taught myself how to read through Pokemon games.
I knew how to read before Pokemon games, but it expanded my vocabulary.
Yeah. Like, I remember having to, like, kind of push myself to learn how to read to play Pokemon Blue. And I think... Where was it? Yeah. I learned how to read when I was 5 because of Red, and I have to think I took in my pet turtle, named Squirtle, of course, from his previous owner, at least in part because of how much I care about Pokemon. That's a lot longer than I intended. I just like reminiscing. What's a mob to a Kingler?
Oh. Lots of good memories. It's a good time. There's a lot of good emails. And like I said, we're going to have to put these on YouTube later this week. So keep an eye out for that.
Nostalgia.
I'll grab somebody and make them read them with me. But this was good. I appreciate you guys who sent them in. I appreciate everybody who sent them in, by the way. I always enjoy reading them.
So Green Taurus badge to Tank, yeah.
Yes, that's Tank, yes.
Yes. Tank definitely deserves it.
Green Taurus badge to Tank, of course.
Yes.
I also want to tell her that her shiny Rayquaza stuffed like plushie is amazing. And also I am super I didn't even know that was a thing. Like I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna try and look for that. And then also what's even better than that is the amazing like Mega Ampharos plushie too. So and I did not think they would ever like make a decent looking Mega Ampharos plushie, but
they
that
did.
One is sick.
They did. So with that said, you guys can keep up with Puckle in a few different ways this week. First being go over to our Discord server and just hang out with us throughout the week. We really enjoy hanging out with you guys. You guys always have something cool to say and we can talk Pokemon without any other problem. But if you want to keep up with us on social media, the best places to go are Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Tumblr. You can also check out more content from Puckle. One on Puckle Plus, where we have a bunch of cool extra shows like TCG Cast. We have TCG Cast, which these two guys are on. We also have Battlecast. We have the new Pokemon Trivia compilations over there as well. And what's the other one we have? Game Corner. I remembered today. And then you can also go ahead and check out more content over on YouTube at youtube.com/PucklePodcast, where we put out almost a daily video, I think, now. I think it's almost a video a day. So you can either check me out playing Puckle Plays Fire Red, which we're almost to the end of. I think it's just like a few more things, and then we get to go beat up the Elite Four. And then I also stream 2 days a week over at Twitch at twitch.tv/ThePucklePodcast on Tuesday and Thursday. And I know they're doing Draft League stuff, I think, on Saturday mornings. Saturday mornings. The other thing I'd like to note that I didn't mention earlier that I forgot to is that put this on your calendar, fam. We're going to be doing a live podcast on August 22nd over on Twitch, because we're just going to do like a whole streaming marathon again, kind of like we did back in June. I haven't decided what charity, if any, we will be donating to. But I just wanted to do a stream for 24 hours, or not 24, but 12 hours, because you guys got really hyped for that last time, and it's really hype, and it's a really good energy, a lot of positive energy coming from the community. So I just wanted to keep that up and redo that again. So August 22nd, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, we'll do a live show first and then do a lot of other Pokemon fun things. Other than that, though, like usual, you can help support the show monetarily either over on Twitch with a Twitch Prime subscription. You can go to TeePublic, buy a cool t-shirt. You could go to Vite Ramen and use code Puckle for 10% off. Or you could just, as always, go over to our Patreon at patreon.com/ThePucklePodcast for things. Or I guess now you can go to our Etsy store and buy some badges. Buy some Summer League badges. Or a Puckle Playmat.
Yeah.
So on that note, though, guys, we are going to kick it on out of here. I have been Trainer Thatch.
I'm sleeping.
I've been Basket.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
New glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.